those who know that they've been deployed in Parliament should be here every time that they're supposed to be here. Those who are not here will deal with them, especially those who don't have apologies. So I think we need to start. We're supposed to have started at 9 o'clock because we want to make it very short and at least. Members, I'm sure all of us welcome to the new members of the Committee of HIV and AIDS. There are some people that don't know me, and probably I don't know them. So probably I need to introduce myself. I'm Vivian Kolkwana. I've been asked to chair this committee with the co-chair from MCOP, Umma Mukhasmeni, though she has not yet arrived. I don't know what is going on. So I would request to do the same. We introduce ourselves, especially the members. We just tell ourselves who we, because this is our first meeting that we are having as a committee of HIV and AIDS. Before I go on, can we introduce ourselves?
We start with you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael de Villiers, and I am in the MCOP.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Patricia Kopani from the National Assembly.
Sanmonani ngingu uselelo ngamakagula. Ku-ANC.
Morning. My name is Rebecca Makosha Motsepe from National Assembly.
I can interpret because there's no interpretation. Uvusi was saying unguvusi makakula. So that's what he was saying. Okay. Mr. Khan, tell us who you are.
Morosi Tsakhali Disai from the National Assembly.
The man who's writing. Welcome. We welcome you, members. Maybe let's just give a quick background. I'm not sure if some of you are aware of what's going on in South Africa. I think if you look at the HIV status in the whole world, we are contributing, I think, we're high up in the list as far as HIV prevalence is concerned in the world. Though we are very small as a country, but we are featuring very high as far as the HIV AIDS prevalence. Not only that, if you go to any medical ward in South Africa, as I'm talking to you, 70% of the people that are admitted there, it's either it's a disease that is related to HIV and AIDS or it's HIV. So, and mainly this is affecting the females and the children. It's so unfortunate that the people who don't listen and who don't practice what it says are the males. Yet they're not the ones that are affected most. It's the females that are affected. So the other people that probably we need to work with very closely is the Portfolio Committee for what do they call that? Women, children, and people with disability. Because those are some of the people that get affected by HIV and AIDS. And on that basis, on those statistics that I'm mentioning, the Parliament of South Africa thought it was important that we shouldn't just leave this thing unattended. So we should have a committee that is going to oversight and look at the laws that are helping to bring down the scourge of HIV and AIDS. So hence this committee was formed. And this is the first sitting that we are having. And today we are not calling anybody to come and account to us, but we are here to try and strategize as to how we are going to be working as this committee. Mm-hmm. Having mentioned the problems that we are having in South Africa, with the hope that by having this committee, we're going to be able to make sure that the departments that are concerned are going to try and work very hard to make sure that the prevalence of HIV and AIDS goes down and the deaths that are coming because, that are occurring because of HIV and AIDS are going to go down. So at this juncture, we'll ask the fundis, the people who know a lot, to tell us how should we go on with this committee so that we can achieve the ultimate end of what we want to achieve. I'll give over to you. The secretariat of this committee is still going to be the same secretariat mainly that is handling the portfolio committee for health, with a few additions. I see some new faces, which I want them to introduce themselves. Maybe the only person who doesn't need to introduce herself is Ufu Yogaz, but she needs to introduce herself too. Can you introduce yourself? We are on the opposition side. As you can see, you can start introducing yourself because who are you?
And everybody is on this side, who's on my, we're on the top of the right and the left.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Rivers Machalamba. I'm the committee secretary.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kanye Sanjoya. I'm from the Parliamentary Communication Services team. Thanks.
Good morning, members. My name is Tulsi Leganyaza Twalo. I'm the content advisor. Thank you.
Greetings, honorable members. My name is Moses Ngwabe. I am the program officer on HIV and AIDS here in Parliament.
It's so interesting that Moses is the only male. But I think this is what was more female on the other side. Oh, Kanye Sanjoya didn't tell you that she's got a small one, and they tested her for HIV when she was pregnant, and she was negative. So she's actually doing what needs to be done. I've got the co-chair here. Let me introduce her. let me introduce the co-chair. The co-chair is Uma Mukhasmeni sitting next to me. She has just apologized for coming in late. She was in another meeting. And I think she's a little bit worried because there are conferences, regional conferences in ANC. I think she wants to be a chairperson or something. But at this time, she thought it was important to come to this meeting. And on the other side, I've got a lady, my cousin, Umzala. Welcome, Zala, in this new community of HIV. I like your attire, Zala. Okay, let's give over to you.
Can you switch off this one? This is coming directly on my head. Listen, you know, I didn't want to go to Alexander when they were hitting all the foreign people. I didn't want to go there because they were going to target me. I was going to be one of them. Okay, continue. Don't worry about the members of parliament.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The presentation that I will be doing is called the Establishment of the Joint HIV and AIDS Committee. The presentation itself is based on the second report of the Joint Subcommittee on Review of Joint Rules to the Joint Rules Committee. That was the report that was actually written in 2010. So the presentation itself is based on that. On this report.
Simply, what's that page? Is this pulling down system? What is that page?
Philosophy doctorate.
I said they are learned people. This I don't get familiar.
As far as the purpose of the presentation itself, I thought that it would be proper to give a background information on the establishment of the Joint Committee on HIV and AIDS, but also to reflect on the functioning of this committee and with the view of getting members to the same level of understanding of the functions and powers of this committee. I think that would be the start for this committee in terms of understanding what are the key issues that they need to deal with. In terms of the background, on the 18th of June 2009, the Joint Rules Committee referred the establishment of this committee to the Joint Subcommittee on the Review of Joint Rules for consideration and report to it. And in October 2010, a decision of a subcommittee on the review of joint committee to establish this committee was taken, was subsequently taken. So this presentation is actually now based on that decision to actually establish this committee. In terms of the structure of this committee and how it should function, basically the report says that it should act as an advisory, influencing, and consultative body. I think the members of this committee will have to unpack what that means in terms of the work that they will be doing. Who are they going to advise? What are they going to influence on? And what issues to actually consult on as well. In terms of the composition, we need members from both the two houses, that is the NA and the NCOP, and that this committee should have two co-chairpersons from each House of Parliament. As we know that Honourable Gokwana and Honourable Khasmeni were elected to become co-chairpersons of this committee. And the document also says that in an event where the one of the co-chairperson is not or is unable to perform his or her duties, and then an acting co-chairperson may be elected from the component of the committee. That is in terms of the structure of it. Regarding the quorum, the report states that the committee may proceed with its business irrespective of the number of members present. And it may decide, however, it may only decide on a question only if a quorum is present. And as far as the quorum is concerned, a majority of the members from each house component constitute a quorum. That is how it was conceptualized at that stage. As far as the decisions are concerned, this committee can take a decision when a question is decided, when there is an agreement on it between the majority of the members of the assembly component and the majority of the members of the council component. So either of these can actually take a decision. What this actually means is that the majority of members from each component of the two houses must agree to a question for a decision to be taken. In terms of the functions and the powers of this committee, which are very important for the programming of this committee, the first one is to monitor and evaluate the implementation of government strategy, policy, and programs on HIV and AIDS. And secondly, to monitor and evaluate government's compliance with all applicable international instruments, related duties and responsibilities, including the timely submission of country reports. I think the words that are highlighted and in italics, I'm trying to emphasize what the committee should focus on in its work. And the third point there, it is to examine and evaluate the legal framework and make recommendations on existing and proposed legislation. That would be legislation that is probably coming from the Department of Health that is presented before this committee. So the committee is actually allowed to make recommendations on those legislations as well. I suppose that will go with the influencing part of this committee as well. This committee can also make submissions to relevant oversight committees, whether in Parliament or outside of Parliament as well. And also to introduce an HIV-AIDS-related focus in parliamentary activities, including the programming of debates, monitoring parliamentary oversight to ensure that HIV and AIDS prevention and treatment are prioritized on the national agenda. And most importantly as well, to ensure that adequate provision is made for the above in the national budget that is normally presented by the Minister of Finance and subsequently the Minister of Health as well. this committee can also engage with civil society organizations and other structures on HIV/AIDS related issues. And lastly, to consider any other matter within its mandate referred to it by either house. In terms of the requirements for this committee now, when it has done its work, the committee must report to the houses annually on its activities. Both houses, this committee must report to them, and it may submit substantive reports and proposals to relevant parliamentary forums via each house. I was advised there by my manager there that the reports would be actually submitted to the houses, and then the house would refer to the relevant or appropriate parliamentary forums that will work on the issues that we are, the committee is proposing. And the question there I had was, which parliamentary forum? The clarity is actually required here, and the committee needs to identify these forums as well, so that we can see whether we can actually engage with the very same parliamentary forums on HIV and AIDS issues. And these are just some of the issues that I thought the committee should consider when looking at what it is supposed to do. On slide number 9, we need to identify, I think I've mentioned that, the relevant oversight forums. And also in slide number 9, we need to determine the relationship between the National Department of Health and Treasury regarding the national budget allocation. And slide number 10, to identify civil society organizations to work with, and also to ask a question as to what will be the terms of engagement with the identified civil society organizations. It could be SANEC, maybe the other research institutions would be HSRC that are dealing with these. There are other ones as well, like HED, who are doing a lot of work around HIV and AIDS. Also on slide number 11, when the committee reports to each house, which format will the committee follow in reporting? And we need to establish whether the committee is allowed to engage with the parliamentary forum once the report has been submitted to the two houses. And these are just some suggestions for committee program as well. And these are just simply suggestions to give the committee a kickstart to its program. And firstly, to look at the legal framework as it relates to HIV and AIDS, and also to consider the country's HIV and AIDS strategy, policy and programs, and also to learn more about international instruments on HIV and AIDS, looking at perhaps the IBU or the SADC model on HIV and AIDS, and also other international world organizations, in fact. The last point there is to link or and or collaborate with the team responsible for the compilation of the country report on HIV and AIDS. And all or some of these can be achieved in a workshop with various stakeholders as well. These are just the things that I'm throwing to the committee to consider as well for the program at the moment. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Thuli. My voice, Uka, you can hear me. I'm sure at some stage you take over. here's a presentation, honorable members, that has been tabled before us, and I'm sure you'd like to make comments, clarity-seeking questions, and any other issues that you'd like to add into to enrich this document. Can I open up for those comments and questions? Yes, honorable man.
The emphasis has always been reacting to people who are HIV positive.
Mm.
I think one of our tasks should be to identify non-governmental organizations and government institutions about the programs to to deal with prevention.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be one of the areas we look at seriously. And on a lighter note, the Chair, I think this march to the Goodman Gallery must also be monitored to ensure that all the men will be marching naked at some time.
We will send you to go and do that monitoring.
No, we'll comment about that.
Okay. I would like to know if this thing was thought up about in 2009 June, and it was also decided in 2010. Why the delay? Maybe it should be shared because it's only 2012 when it is implemented. Then the issue of the quorum, can I be explained? Majority of the members from each house component constitute a quorum. What does that really mean? If like we do have 6 members from the NCOP, but in that day it's only 2 members from the NCOP and the rest is from the NA and they constitute a quorum, what does that mean? Because I'm not like, and I don't understand. I was very concerned here about the non-governmental organization.
Mm.
It hasn't come up clear. Then there is somewhere where they say other structures which are dealing with HIV AIDS related issues. Is it included there? Because when you look at page which is dealing with the government, it's stressed on the government. But now when you talk about non-governmental, because we're having a lot of non-governmental organizations which are dealing with AIDS, which get money from the government and even got money from overseas. But there is no like collaboration, there is no working together, all those things. I so wish it could have been singled out, not conglomerated. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks very much. Any other comments, members? Honorable de Villiers, followed by a member of the
Chairperson, to take committee forward. I think the first thing we must do is to identify all the role players we want to consult and take with us in the situation. And then after that, when we have that information, then we must go with them into a workshop to iron out all what is actually said this morning in this presentation. I think that is my Vedra. Towards this meeting this morning.
Yes, next.
Thank you, Mekopa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is similar to my colleague, but I was also thinking that when I was looking in terms of the functions and powers, it seems as if we're going towards very hard. So we need to have our own strategic plan. How are we going to achieve all the functions and powers so that we can be effective? Without that, we're not going to be successful. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. lots of questions have been said, but the main thing is that when we monitor on the functions, because there are lots of NGOs like Love Life that are dealing with this HIV all over the country, are we going to monitor them or are we going to link with their function for the whole year? Or we are going to monitor them when they are doing their function on from 1st of December only. That is my only question.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Yes, thank you. I think the document that has been presented to us by Utumisele is just a discussion document. Just to tell us that this is the HIV and AIDS Committee. But I think the actual, maybe let me put it this way, she's just putting the skeleton.
Mm.
The meat is going to be put by us as the committee. So maybe in your answering, it's just to dwell on that.
Mm.
And most of these suggestions that are coming, we just take them as suggestions as to do we accept them and do we move with them. But you can answer.
Yeah, before that, too, I think also as a suggestion to enrich the document, my colleague here has raised an issue of the sister departments that we have to identify and include that should be from time to time consulted or involved in our participation on this issue. That's the only thing that I want to suggest. Yes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. If I may start with Honorable Hanare, I think you were just making a suggestion that we need to identify NGOs that we can actually work with. I think maybe we can assist as a support staff in terms of identifying some of them as well. However, in identification of NGOs, I would maybe caution that there is a lot of NGOs. Some are region-specific and others are national. So the committee will have to take a decision whether we're focusing on the NGOs that are looking at national issues as far as HIV and AIDS is concerned. Other ones also, like they will focus on care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS. So what would be the criteria then for identifying these NGOs? That is something perhaps that we need to think about as well when dealing with NGOs. Honorable Dekhale Diswai, yes, I'm sorry about that. As far as the delays, I won't be able to answer you on that. We were just allocated to this committee when we were told that it has now been formally established by Parliament, so I don't know what the processes were prior to the actual establishment of the committee. So I cannot give you an answer on that. As far as the quorum is concerned, maybe it's not clear enough here. You have members from the National Assembly and members from the National Council of Provinces. If there is a majority from any of these houses, that will constitute a quorum for this committee. Yeah. Yes, the issue of NGOs and the fact that it's not coming out clearly in the document itself. I think that, as Dr. Gotwana has actually said, this committee will have to decide on the NGOs that it needs to work with. Yeah. So in the other structures and the civil society organizations, that is where we can actually decide on which NGOs to work with. I'm not saying that we can only decide on those to the exclusion of others, but it's important that the committee decides on that criteria in terms of which NGOs and civil society organizations it can work with initially. And actually, the smaller the number, it will be better for the committee so that you can have a clarity on issues first before you can go out and involve other organizations as well. Honorable de Villiers, I can only agree with you that in terms of the workshop for this committee and the involvement of other stakeholders, because in fact this committee will have to work with people both in Parliament and outside of Parliament as well. The departments will be part of that, of those stakeholder groups as well. The NGOs will be part of that, or civil society organizations. Honorable Kopane, I think that your question has been answered as well. I think the stress planning session for this committee is something that we can look at, whether it's incorporated in the workshop with stakeholders or whatever, but we can, I think I support that in terms of the stress planning session for the committee. Honorable Masipe, as far as monitoring love life programs, I think in terms of the functions and powers of this committee, when it monitors and evaluates, it's actually looking at government programs and strategies and policies around HIV and AIDS and also compliance of our government as far as international duties as well, like the submission of the country report on HIV and AIDS. Love Life is actually providing a service on behalf of the Department of Health. So it becomes the duty of the Department of Health to actually monitor what they are doing, and maybe Department of Health can report to this committee on their successes or whatever, but I don't see this committee actually monitoring service providers to the Department of Health. Yeah. Yeah. As far as sister departments, okay, Honorable Gopan, I won't respond to what you said. I think I just accept that. And Honorable Kasmin, as far as sister departments, what I would say to the committee is that HIV and AIDS, it's not only an issue for the Department of Health. There are lots of components around HIV and AIDS. For example, the Department of Social Development is also doing some work on HIV and AIDS as far as children are concerned. There is also supposedly the Department of Labor as well that has to look on HIV and AIDS in the workplace issues as well. So these are other departments that we can look at in terms of that of building the relationship with and working together with them. So what I'm trying to say to members that HIV/AIDS related issues are not only confined to the Department of Health, but there are other departments that are also doing some important work around this topic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Tuni. You're supposed to be called a doctor, not a... Welcome, there's somebody who's joined us. We never know whether he belongs to the department or he belongs to us or Joe Hatta. He's the parliamentary liaison officer from the Department of Health. Welcome, 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 Joe. I want you to sit on the opposition side. I think, members, I just wanted to suggest that why don't we probably think of a date when we're going to be calling some of the people that from the civil society. But as Utuli is saying, that we can't call off them. We don't even know how many they are. But we could just send a letter to their main organization that combines them. I think they are, so we see them. But before we do that, I think that will include the strategic workshops that we'll be having for, either for a day or 2 days. But I don't think we need to wait for that date to come. We need to start working. But what we need to decide is how often do we meet? Do we meet weekly? Do we meet once a month? Or do we meet bi-weekly? And one needs to consider the fact that it's two houses, it's NCOP and NA. So we need to make sure that those days that we choose that we're going to be meeting are the days that are going to make all of us to be available. Because we're coming from different areas. You know, there's something, I'm not sure that one of you might have noticed, that there's something, Utuli, that she decided to bypass deliberately, your question about circumcision. She did it because she's coming from Eastern Cape. And in Eastern Cape, females don't talk about circumcision. It's not something that is handled. But I think
it's a custom.
It's something that we've got to consider in this in this committee, because research has shown that those people that are circumcised have got a lesser chance of contracting HIV and AIDS. But the problem with it is that it's a traditional custom. In certain areas, they do it in their own way. And unfortunately, coming from those areas where it's done in a traditional way, it's not, they do it in so many different ways to an extent that it doesn't have the impact that we wanted to have medically. So we need to, that brings another point that in calling the civil society, we would need to consider traditional healers, because there are so many of them who claim that they can cure HIV and AIDS, they've got this, including traditional leaders in those areas that they are traditional leaders, especially those that are coming from Eastern Cape, because they are the ones who are totally against medical male circumcision. And we need to call them so that we can find out what is going on. I just wanted to add those points out. I said the main thing is to say, let's continue working, but after deciding when are we going to be meeting. And the first group that probably we need to call is SANAC, as the body that has been put by government to look after HIV. That's perfect.
Thank you very much for the summary and also the recommendations they are making. There's an issue that we were supposed to decide on now, the meetings of this joint committee. How often should we meet? And the suitable day that we want to choose. Can I hear from members? How often?
Why do we meet fortnightly on Fridays? Because other members might be belonging to other committees, which meet from Tuesdays to Thursday. I don't know the NCOP, but NA, we might find that program.
There's a suggestion by weekly Friday. Yes, Honorable Chris?
Why not Thursday fortnight?
There's somebody who's whispering through you. There's somebody who's whispering that Thursday is caucuses. Like now we've got to quickly finish because of caucuses.
Mm.
And usually there's a sitting in NA and even in the NCOP there's a sitting. I think that's the only problem with Thursday. But Friday, we still consider it Friday.
Yeah. Yes. Honorable Disoy.
Chair, I do agree about Friday, but I'm having a little bit concern around fortnightly. We are starting this, and now when we say fortnightly, can't we say fortnightly when we have seen that we are off the ground, we are established? But for the meantime, I know that I will be impinging on other people's rights, saying that Friday every week.
Okay.
You're protected.
Here's another suggestion of weekly basis on Friday. Any supporter for that? Yeah, it looks like it's falling flat, man. Nobody would like, because of it, other many commitments members have. And exactly. Okay. Yeah, so it looks like the members are recommending that we meet fortnightly on Fridays. Okay. Then the two co-chairs will work on the agenda of those meetings. Yeah, we want to hear. But I want to upfront to apologize for members of SOP who are serving in this committee. They belong to more than 10 committees, each member. So from time to time, you'll see one of us, two of us, because they have to go to other meetings that they are responsible to serve in. So it's not an easy exercise for us. You have to try and you know, split yourself all over the place. So, Chairperson, I'm not sure whether we are done for today. Can you take off your hands?
Thanks very much. She says she's got flu. I must take over. I think the mistake that she did was not to take a flu vaccine. I think being in this committee, we should make sure that every year around end of February, March, we should take a vaccine, an anti-flu vaccine against influenza, because it always happens when the temperature changes. Thank you very much, Secretariat, especially you, Tuli, for the document. I didn't have it. I don't even have the document myself. But I'll get it. But it's a very clear document. Thank you very much for I think it's the secretary in the office that I'm working in that courtroom. I'm going to fire her. She's going to be fired. Thank you very much. Members, thank you very much for the deliberation. Thank you very much. We are going to... Oh, you want to say something before?
Mr. President, sorry to do that. When we meet in 2 weeks' time, I just want to be clear in terms of what we need to do in preparation for that meeting.
We'll clarify you. What's going to be happening is that we're not going to meet in 2 weeks' time from now. The next Friday we should be considering meeting. Next week on Friday. And we will set up the program. But we'll tell you, but I think where you'll be needed most is in that strategic planning that we're going to be having with civil society. That's where we'll need you more. Thank you very much, members. We'll look at the circumcision. Those who are going to be toying with placards, being naked. Even somebody is going to sit there, a female member will sit there and look at them whether they are circumcised or not.
Why a female member?
Thank you very much, members. Thank you very much. Let's take it that the meeting is over.
Out of order. Oh, I'm talking to Vesetil. He didn't mean it. He was thinking aloud.
Okay. Mzala uthi ngumzala wam ngiyambona uba
mhlekaufa mntukufa umzala mna ndiwase North West mzala kodwa andizalelwanga khona ndizalelwe e-Eastern Cape.
Thank you. Right from where you are. So, what do you mean?